Hi, this is Mud, a.k.a. Oza Meyer, and you're listening to episode 9 of Radio Facebook. How are ya? I'm feeling great. I've been truly perturbed, affected, and infected by Sunday's full moon, and it still has its power on me. I usually feel the full moons a lot, but this one, I'm telling you, I don't know if it's because I'm approaching my 60th birthday. Yes, folks, I'll be turning 60 on August 16th, and I am totally excited about it. Every time I change decades, I feel the earth move under my feet. Yeah, well, that too. But I really feel something. I can't explain it, and I won't explain it because it'll probably take like a month or so, and I only have a 15-minute limit on audio Facebook, on audio boo, that is. So anyways, what I thought, I was coming back from getting my coffee about, half an hour ago, and I realized that, yes, that moon, that full moon, acted like a giant magnifying glass. Picture the moon. Magnifying glass, just imagine a little handle on it. Anyways, it magnified all the little things that I still have to deal with. There aren't many because, you know, when you're approaching 60, you sort of learned a lot and figured a lot of stuff out. But, of course, it's a learning process till you die. And I realize that there are little things I really have to get rid of. So that magnified the fact that I have to get my act together, do what I have to do every single day. No more putting things off and putting things off, because, as everybody knows, the more you put them off, the more they become monsters. So that's what I'm doing these days. I'm also cleaning up. I've been doing a lot of paper purging and stuff purging. But last week I decided to go for the big things. I'm getting rid of lots of big pieces of furniture. And I'll be talking about it on my blog, ozameyer.com. In the weeks to come, I know I'm late with my... a 12-notch plan, but I've been working every month. I'm just late in posting about it. So that'll be coming up soon. So the magnifying glass back to the moon, it also magnified how fantastic I feel. I know this can get on people's nerves. Happy-go-lucky people, they just annoy the bippers out of some people. But I'm telling you, it's so fantastic to be on the eve almost of turning 60, which a lot of people would go, oh my God, the past was all the good stuff and now getting old and rah, rah, rah. It's not true. It's becoming more and more fantastic. The only thing you have to do is just deal with the wrinkles. Deal with the wrinkles, the soggy skin here and there. Just go, meh, bad costume. Get a refund. But so that's it. Feeling great. Head full of plans. I'll be probably organizing some kind of giggle, fun, crazy therapy. I don't like the word therapy. It's going to be play dates. Giggle play dates. In February, thus the fact I'm getting rid of a lot of heavy furniture to clear up a whole room just to run around and go crazy in. Now, the musical selection for today is What a Fool Believes. Yeah, love that song. I know it's an oldie, but hey, I'm an oldie here, the old gray mare. She ain't like she used to be. She's getting better and better. You know that song? The old gray mare, she ain't like she used to be. Well, yep. So it's by the Doobie Brothers. The Doobie Brothers. Anybody out there know why they were called the Doobie Brothers? Because a doobie is another word for, yeah, a joint. So maybe, yeah, never mind. So here it is. What a Fool Believes, the Doobie Brothers. Have a great day. I love you. Keep on rocking in the free world. Yeehaw.
She must have